Hey there, everyone. Welcome to the Move Happy Movement podcast with Erin Nicole. My name is Peter Kim, and I've been a fan of the Move Happy Movement for a very long time. What I love about Erin and the Move Happy Movement is that Erin brings relevant topics with relevant data and research. On this show, Erin interviews a variety of leaders to help you empower you to find your own happiness. Maybe you're the next rock star. Maybe you're the next and up-and-coming brain surgeon. Whatever it is you inspire to do with your life, Move Happy is here to help you bring you out of the dark days and help you keep trained up with the most current and relevant information to provide for your communities. Make sure you stay tuned to the very end to find out about a VIP private competition.
All right, I'm super excited and honored to have Jeff McDonald here on the Move Happy Movement podcast. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
No, absolutely, thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, and I always love to, you know, tell our audience, you know, how I'm connecting with people like yourself. I believe it was through a post on LinkedIn. We interacted with each other, whatnot, and I saw that you're a retired veteran as well as from the first responder space, and now you're working at a university. So I was like, man, I gotta have him on the show. This is awesome. So yeah, I love it. For those that, you know, don't know your story, don't know your background, why don't you walk us through a little bit of your origin story, if you will?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, born and raised in Southern California, played sports all through my youth, all the way through high school. I had a couple opportunities to play college football, decided not to. Mm-hmm. I was in love. Didn't want to leave. And did a year of JUCO and found out college was not for me. Mm-hmm. I decided to join the Marine Corps after my neighbor across the street had come back. He was in the invasion of Iraq and talked up the Marine Corps like some kick-ass gun club, and I was like, I want to be a part of that.
Yeah. And
went down, joined the Marine Corps, joined the Marine Corps Infantry, and then went through boot camp in San Diego, School of Infantry down in San Diego, and then was my unit was 2nd Battalion, 3rd Marines out of Hawaii. Mm-hmm. So got down to Hawaii on the Marine Corps birthday of 2004, and deployed to Afghanistan in June of 2005, and then fought during like Operation Red Wings and Operation Whalers, which Red Wings was like the movie Lone Survivor. Mm-hmm. So I fought during those missions, and then came back from Afghanistan in early 2006, deployed again in late 2006 to Iraq, was in Haqqaniya, which is just south of Haditha, north of Fallujah and Ramadi, and we fought there in 06 to 07, and then honorably discharged as a sergeant in 08. So I was a company point man in Afghanistan, then a squad leader in Iraq. Mm-hmm. So then got out and then got into law enforcement, where I spent 12 years of my life. Several of those years were on a fugitive task force team and a SWAT team. Wow. And then, yeah, then I decided enough's enough. I decided, my wife and I decided to move up to Montana.
Nice.
And here we are. I was a Missoula cop for a little over a year. Mm-hmm. And I just really lost the love of the job, started dealing with some depression and some anxiety issues and some PTSD issues. Mm-hmm. So I walked away from law enforcement after 12 years and found a job at the University of Montana.
So let's talk a little bit. And thank you for sharing that. Sure. I think there's a lot of listeners that can relate to that, especially, you know, being veterans or being first responders, dealing with that high level of stress on a daily basis, low level of pay, not a whole lot of gratitude from the community. let's talk about what is your current role now at the university?
So right now I work at the Safe School Center, which is in the College of Education. Mm-hmm. And basically what I do, I'm a school safety specialist. So what I do is I work with schools K through 12 in helping them develop emergency operation plans. Mm-hmm. I teach them active shooter response.
Wow.
Basically what we're doing is run, hide, fight, but you know, I go into more detail, of course, I do some medical training, some basic first aid and life-saving measures, you know, tourniquets, chest seals, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then I also teach threat assessment. So threat assessment in the, you know, for lack of a better term, is just working with school counselors and principals and SROs as a group, like more of a holistic approach versus that's your problem. No, that's your problem. So we all work, they all work together in developing a plan to prevent catastrophe from happening. So, you know, it's keeping that molehill a molehill before they turning in, before it turns into a mountain. So, and it's working with kids and, you know, the community resources to get them the help that they need. So that's what a threat assessment team is. And then I also provide site analysis. So I can go onto an actual school campus. A little difficult right now because of the COVID stuff that we're dealing with. But I can actually go onto a school campus and work with them on, you know, finding choke points, finding vulnerabilities, and helping them mitigate those problems to make the school safer.
Wow, that's powerful. Powerful stuff coming from a background in prior K-12 education and also grew up, I would consider, in the hood. We had a lot of those, you know, trainings where you're doing the lockdown and you're being quiet and you're shutting the windows and you're staying away from the glass and the doors and, you know, somebody's got the exit prepared and locked and all of that. What you're doing is really important. I would say in any area, no matter hood state or or a safe community too, because, you know, you never know, especially with the high level of stress with COVID now, I'd imagine there's a lot of erratic behavior going on.
Yeah, there's a lot more mental health in Montana specifically. We're again number one again for years and years in a row for suicide per capita.
Really?
Which is terrible, right? That we have a lot of mental health issues in the state. There's a lot of drinking in the state and there's a lot of guns in this state. So those by themselves are not big issues, but when you start combining and bringing multiple issues into one, it's where I think that's why I have a job.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And with alcohol, it exacerbates your mood. So if you're in a depressed state, probably shouldn't be drinking and holding that gun. Yeah. Wow. I didn't know that stat about Montana. Thank you for sharing that. So, you know, with that high level of stress responsibility, you know, of preparing schools and whatnot, being that, you know, threat detection, that resource, what are some strategies you've learned in keeping your own mind space in a positive manner so you can still function and get the job done and also enjoy life outside of work? What are some tips you could share with our listeners?
Well, for a long time, you could have asked me what's wrong and I would have told you, I'd have lied right to your face and say nothing. But I was starting to notice certain things about myself that just weren't jiving with who I was and who I wanted to be. So I was becoming really negative, argumentative, snappy, frustrated. I would notice my anxiety level would shoot through the roof over stupid little things. Like my kids, I have three small kids and my kids were just being kids and I would lose my mind on them over them being kids, not even doing anything bad. So I started looking at what's going on with my life and that's why I left law enforcement. I felt law enforcement was kind of, I'm an introvert. So I give out all my quote unquote coins during work. And then when I come home, I have no more coins left to give. So I was becoming really nasty as a father and a husband. So I started realizing these things and then seeing how my wife was reacting. And, you know, the conversations my wife and I were having weren't good. They were very unpleasant. So I finally broke down and said, I need help. Something's not right with me. I can't fake it anymore. And I started receiving counseling and I'm now seeing a psychotherapist and I'm on medication. You know, I'm on a mood suppressant to kind of, you know, make me more even keel. I do take medication to combat my depression. So, it's been a struggle and however, there's professionals out there for a reason, right?
Exactly.
Psychologists and psychiatrists and psychotherapists and even just counseling.
Mm-hmm.
They go to school for a reason.
Yeah.
And, my analogy is, if you have a Ferrari and the check engine light's on, you're going to probably take that Ferrari to the mechanic to get it fixed, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, your brain is like an engine.
Mm-hmm.
My check engine light came on and I was running it into the red all the time.
Mm.
So now I've gone to the head doctors to fix my brain and to fix what's going on with me, or to help me understand what's going on and help me fix my problems.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the steps that I've taken. And I had to walk away from a job that was, like you said, very negative and not highly respected.
Yeah.
So I had to take some negativity out of my life. I love being a cop, but I was becoming a nasty human.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not why I became a cop. And that's not why I'm a father or a husband. Yeah.
That's a powerful analogy. And thank you for, being so transparent about that. I think there's a lot of people that can relate to that story as well. And many, don't listen and don't have that introspection time and haven't made those changes. And it ends in loss of marriage or high stress situation at home, or just, unfortunately, end of life for the individual.
I was contemplating suicide myself.
Yeah.
I still battle with it,
mm-hmm.
but I'm getting better. I'm, doing things like this and being a voice to guys like me, or even girls like me, that have done some, seen some horrific things and done some horrific things and been a part of some nasty situations. I just like to say that it's okay to get help. And that's why those doctors are there. They're not there to judge you. They're there to help you.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Thank you for being so transparent with that. And great tips on keeping a positive mindset. You might have to shift careers, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, as long as you're able to pay your bills and it's something that you enjoy doing, you can still add value in many ways. So the second pillar of Move Happy is about building strong community. In the literature, we know that having a social support, whether that's family, friends, good coworkers, et cetera, is a real strong predictor of our happiness level. Or on the other end, if we're hanging around with a bunch of poisonous people, it could, go on the other end and not be contributing to our happiness. What are some strategies you've learned either in working at the university level or through your experience, in as a Marine or as a first responder, connecting with colleagues, or just a way that you've learned to connect with others to help you through on those tough days?
Things that I've learned would be, you got to be able to quote unquote trim the fat,
mm-hmm.
take those negative people out of your life.
I like that.
Like, I changed my phone number recently. I had my phone number for my California phone number for almost 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I just recently, my wife and I just recently changed it to a Montana area code.
Uh-huh.
And I went through my phone and I was like, don't talk to him. He sucks. He sucks. Don't talk to him. Don't talk to her. Da, da, da. I went through my phone. I deleted over 200 contacts because those are the negative people in my life. Those are the people that will, they'll be sweet or awesome to your face. But then as soon as you leave, they're going to run their mouth about you or backstab you. Or so I did trim the fat on a lot of that. And then I really started to pay attention to who I'm bringing into my life, and making sure that it has to go both ways. You have to learn something from them, but they should also be able to learn something from you.
Absolutely.
And you guys have to have the same values you can have differences of opinions on certain things, but they should be good family, Christian men, or something like, not a negative person or who's going to tell you to leave your wife, who's going to tell you to cheat on your wife, you got to have those positive influences in your
Absolutely.
Life. And that's, I used to not be that way. I used to want to hang out with the in crowd or the right crowd. And
mm-hmm.
I had to, those are the negative people a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had to separate myself from them to, again, try and stay on the right track.
What was that moment, if you recall, when you made that decision to trim the fat?
it was like a weight lifted off of me. Like, yeah. I don't need that person in my life. They've done nothing for me positively.
Mm-hmm.
So that it was actually a blessing. My wife and I both laughed at like how little our phone book got, because mm-hmm. We're both trying to make sure that we just keep the positive people in our life, people that will do something for us spiritually, you know, metaphorically, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I can relate to that recently, having some poison infiltrate my team and I didn't even see it coming. Yep. And I'm learning to be a lot more particular with who I associate with, and learning to not share as much with everyone. They have to kind of earn the right to learn a little bit more about me and whatnot. So I can definitely relate to that for sure. Great tips. So third pillar of Move Happy is movement related. So with that in mind, what are some of your favorite ways to move your body, whether it's sports or activity?
I wanted to go skiing this season. It was just, you know, with COVID restrictions, we couldn't get up to the mountains too mm-hmm. much. I wanted to teach my kids how to ski and snowboard.
Yeah.
That didn't happen. But we've been fishing a bunch,
mm-hmm.
Doing little hikes. Mm-hmm. My kids are still pretty little, so they get fatigued a little faster than most.
Yeah.
I go hunting during the season in late fall.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try and do some spring bear hunting this year. And then, I work out a ton. I'm in the gym 5 to 7 days a week. I have my own gym in my garage.
Nice.
So I work out a ton, even in the winter when it's really cold here in Montana.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah. So I work out a ton. We're going to get more into hiking and mountain biking, and
cool.
We just got some paddle boards. So we're going to do some paddle boarding this
nice.
Summer. So I try and stay as active as possible. My kids are all playing sports. They play soccer and baseball and softball.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to coach my son this year in T-ball. He's only 4. So,
aww.
Yeah,
that's awesome. That'll be really powerful.
Yeah.
So what are you really passionate about, excited about right now that we can support you with here at Move Happy?
Honestly, I'm just excited to be a part of this. This is cool. I love the ability to talk and hopefully reach some veterans that are struggling and be that voice of reason for them, or just even be a friend when they may need one, or somebody that they can vent to, or, you know, that can listen to them. And mostly because I've been there,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've been there as a cop and I've been there as a Marine.
Mm-hmm.
And I've unfortunately seen my friends die and, you know, carry them off a rooftop.
Yeah.
And I've, you know, been in gunfights as a Marine and as a cop.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand the struggles that go on with that job and that lifestyle. So, just be more of a, I appreciate the opportunity to be a voice and or somebody that can prevent somebody from doing something permanent.
Yeah, absolutely. So if they're struggling, are you open to connections on LinkedIn?
LinkedIn or via email. I'm a little cautious about giving out my phone number.
Yeah.
Just because I don't, and you know, if we develop a relationship, you know, me and a said person, you know, after some time via communicating via email or LinkedIn mm-hmm. or whatever, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if they want to email you, do you want to share
my email is jmcdonald4114@yahoo.com.
Okay. Awesome.
That's my personal email, and I don't know my LinkedIn account, but you have it. So
yeah, no, that's good.
Please share it.
They can connect with you either on LinkedIn. We'll make sure to put the link in the comments after we post this. And then I always love to close out the show with, you know, some random question to help people connect to you on a personal level. So what is your favorite, absolute favorite thing to do where you lose track of time when you're doing it?
Hunting.
Hunting?
Hunting. I can start it. I can have zero sleep and still wake up at 03
mm-hmm.
and start hiking. And then before I know it, it's dark again. So I started mm-hmm. hiking before the sun came up, and mm-hmm. I've hiked all the way through the sun coming up and the sun going down. I've completely lost track of time. I don't, my phone doesn't work where I'm at. So there's no distraction.
Yeah.
So the only distraction I have is looking for animals and, you know, paying attention to my GPS. That is it. So I can totally just lose track, be stuck in that moment and being in nature where there's no one else. It's awesome.
That's cool. Fun fact, my father hunted for like 40 plus years.
Nice.
I got to go when I was 10. It was all his guy friends, of course. So I got to go and do some shooting during the day. They wouldn't let me stay overnight, but they did mostly deer and then they had elk season. What's your preferred, I guess?
I love deer. I love deer and elk.
Deer and elk.
Yeah. Bear's going to be fun. I've never hunted bear before, so it'll be a new experience for me.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I'm very much a novice when it comes to hunting. I'm still learning a ton.
Yeah.
But I enjoy it.
That's how my dad was too. I think it was just mostly time with the guys. Like he needed that time away. So that's very cool. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you again so much for your time today. This has been really a positive experience. You've gone through a lot of stuff and I think more people need to start talking like you are. Absolutely.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for the opportunity.
You bet.
All right, that's a wrap, folks. Thank you so much for listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. I hope we added value to you today. I hope that you learned something, and I hope that you take action to live a life that you're truly happy about. If we have changed you in some way for the better, I would be honored if you would share on social media, maybe take a screenshot of a certain part of the show, post it on your favorite social media channel, and write a couple sentences of what really stood out to you. You can tag us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, the little @ The Real Move Happy. On Twitter, you can tag us the little @ Move Happy Team. If you're on Snapchat, the little @ The Move Happy. On LinkedIn, you can tag me on my business page, Erin Nicole, and also on the Move Happy page, it's the little @ Move Dash Happy. We're recently on Clubhouse, though you can't post on there, but feel free to share with anyone or follow me on there. I'm at Move Happy Erin, E-R-I-N, and I do on Tuesday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. Central. We do some prayer, so if you're needing some prayer or you're wanting to give a praise, you can go ahead and connect with me on there, and then on Tuesday nights, bring a prayer request and a praise, and we'll go ahead and lift those up. And I love you guys so much. For those that have been consistently sharing, I'm honoring you in a private VIP concert for all the super fans. I consider you Move Happy. You got to get my attention, though. You got to be sharing consistently. Go on iTunes, write reviews, because you're literally helping to change the world. You're helping us to expand our reach, to reach more people, especially those that struggle with depression. That is my mission, is to empower those with depressed states to find their own happiness from within themselves through mindset, community, fitness, splash of music, and I can't do it by myself. So you get a present, you get a thank you concert for those of you that are helping expand our reach. And I'm looking online right now to see our downloads. Once we get to 10,000 downloads, that's when the first invitations get sent out for the first concert. One second here while I check. And you can actually check yourself at any time, 24/7. You just go to themovehappy.podbean. That's podbean.com. And you can see where we're at with our downloads. Right now, we are at 2,393. So we've got a little ways to go. So share. And we'll get those first concert invites thrown out. If you are a veteran or first responder, I've just launched in the last few weeks my nonprofit arm, Erin Nicole Ministries, to say thank you to all the veterans and first responders that helped restore all my business technologies and helped keep me safe after a home break-in. And also for all the veterans and first responders that don't get enough credit out there, that don't get the support. Their paychecks are not that great, especially the new rookies in the force and in the field. And there is power in music. I've been told that I heal through my voice, through singing. And so I want to give back to you if you are a veteran or first responder or you're a family member of. Make sure you email me if you haven't gotten an invite yet. We've got a concert tomorrow night and we've got one every month this year. For you all, I've got two bands that are performing as well. One is a husband-wife duo folk. They call themselves folk pop. I really loved their vibe and had a chat with the wife. You'll absolutely love them. And they actually toured around the Europe countries the last 20 years. They aren't able to right now because of COVID restrictions, but they're graciously providing their time and entertainment. And then we've got a, I would say, considered a country pop band, women's band, which you'll absolutely love if you like that kind of music. And then I'm going to be singing some gospel, some jazz, some covers. Mariah Carey's my favorite singer of all time, so you'll get to hear some of hers. And I'm not taking a penny for it if you're attending this concert. You can tip our guest musicians because they're donating their time if you feel so inclined. But otherwise, you can show up, be entertained, and see some other fellow battle buddies, meet some new like-minded professionals in the field from all over the U.S., and we even have some in Canada that I know have confirmed. So if you haven't gotten the invite yet, you can email me at Erin, E-R-I-N, at themovehappy.com. I'll be checking my emails until about 8 o'clock central tonight. And if I don't get you on this concert for tomorrow, we are having them every month this year. We've got a cool keynote speaker tomorrow, though, that's retired from the NFL. So I'd love for you to hear his story, Reggie Walker. And yeah, that's a wrap, folks. I love you all. And don't forget to tell someone you love them today. See you next week.